Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and welcome to another few moments of Bible study together as we look into the truths of the eternal God. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And thus again the Lord God speaking through the Lord Jesus Christ, who is eternal God, saying, I am the source of life, spiritual life and physical life. It all comes through Almighty God. For remember, the Lord Jesus Christ is the Creator, the one who spoke into existence the world and all things in it. John chapter 1 makes it clear, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word, capital W-O-R-D, was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And verse 14 tells us, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The only begotten Son of God. That's who Jesus Christ is. The only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so, beloved, verse 17 says, the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And so we know who the Word is. The Word is the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who said, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. For Jesus, beloved, can satisfy the hunger of the human spirit. He can satisfy the thirst of the human spirit. So many people are looking for something that will fill the emptiness of their lives in the world we're living in today. And they're trying pleasure. They're trying all kinds of earthly things like alcohol, our power, our immorality, trying to find something that will fill the emptiness of their life. But it leaves them even more empty, because none of these things can fill that God-shaped vacuum within it, the human spirit, except God Himself, through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit of God, who comes to live within an individual spirit when they accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. We're told in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, I believe it is, and 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20, Paul, speaking to the church at Corinth, pointed out that they, as believers, their bodies had become the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit of God. And thus we see, beloved, only the Lord God can fill the emptiness of the human spirit and give eternal life, can satisfy the hunger and the thirst. Thus Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I will satisfy that hunger. I will quench that thirst if you will believe in me and accept me as your Savior. Well, this is Bob Griggs, and I'm delighted you've joined us for a few moments of Bible study together. And I would like to remind you that we have materials that we would like to mail to you absolutely free and postage paid. If you will write to us, get you a pencil and paper, and write to us, and we'll be glad to send to you a New Testament, which contains all 27 books of the New Testament. And we're studying mostly now in the Old Testament, and you can earn a Bible if you will write to us. We'll be glad to send you our Bible correspondence courses. And if you finish the first four of our Bible correspondence course, we will send you a brand new Bible containing the entire 66 books of the Word of God in one volume. And all of this is available if you will simply write to us. We'll be glad to send you a packet with a New Testament. If you do not have a Bible or a New Testament, we'll send you a New Testament, and we'll send you other Christian literature. We'll send you the plan of salvation and information on how a person can grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll send all of these materials to you along with gospel tracts. We'll send you our prayer card with our picture and all of these items in a packet. If you will simply write to us, and this is the address, Bob Griggs is what you'll put on the first line of the address, capital B-O-B, space, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. That's my name, Bob Griggs. On the next line, put a capital P, period, space, capital O, period, space, and then capital B, O, X. That stands for Post Office Box, and the number is 825. Post Office Box 825. Then on the next line, you'll write out the word Ignacio. That's the town that we live near. It's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. And then a comma. And then a capital C, capital O. That stands for the state we live in, the state of Colorado. Capital C, capital O, period. And then our zip code is very important. And the zip code is 81137-0825. That's the zip code. And we've even received mail when the rest of the address was wrong, but the zip code was correct. And so that zip code is very important. So remember, on that line is the word Ignacio, capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, capital C, capital O, period, and then our zip code, 81137-08. And on the last line, you'll put capital U, period, capital S, period, capital A, period, which stands for the United States of America. Or you can write out capital U, period, capital S, period, capital A, or you can write United States of America. And your letter will reach us, and it will be our joy to mail these materials back to you. Now, we're continuing in our study of the spiritual gifts, the gift of miracles. This gift of miracles, one of the spiritual gifts that the Holy Spirit gives to an individual that God chooses to use in a supernatural way. Not everyone has all of these gifts, but every believer is given some of these gifts that are recorded here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 1 through verse 11. And it's according to the will of God, the spiritual gifts that God gives. But right now we're talking about the gift of miracles. And that is verse 10. To another, the working of miracles. That's 1 Corinthians 12:10. The first part of that verse. To another, the working of miracles. And thus we're over in the Old Testament, and that's why you need a complete Bible, because the Old Testament is in the complete Bible. The New Testament is the last 27 books of the Bible. And we'll be glad to send you an Old Testament if you will finish all four of our Bible correspondence courses. Then we will send you a complete Bible, the Old and New Testament, the 66 books combined in one volume called the Bible or the Biblios. Now, we're studying about these miracles of God, these wonders which God performed through Moses and through Aaron to open the eyes of the Egyptian people to the Almighty God. And we've just finished about the lice and how that the sorcerers, the magicians, the wise men of Egypt were able to perform some of the miracles up to this point, but they could not turn the dust into the life of lice. They could not perform the giving of life to the lice. And so they said, this is truly the hand of God. And Pharaoh would not let the people go. And so in Exodus chapter 7, the second book in the Old Testament, and verse 20, Moses and Aaron did so as the Lord commanded, and he lifted up the rod, and we see the various miracles that God began to perform. Now in chapter 8 and verse 20, after the magicians acknowledged this is the finger of God, in verse 19, the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth to the water, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. Else, if thou wilt not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee, and upon thy servants, and upon thy people, and upon thy houses, and the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground whereon they are. And thus we see the warning of the next miracle, this supernatural event that God is going to cause to come upon the whole land of Egypt, to pollute the land of Egypt because of their rebellion against God. Next time, until then, goodbye.